Welcome back to the Primates Podcast, the new season.
Yo, yo, yo.
So good, we brought it back for a second one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, if we did bring it back after spending the money on this, I would be pissed.
Yeah. That means we're committed. We're going to have at least another year signed into the contract with our distributor, which is fine with me.
Yeah, I don't mind. That distributor does make it easy.
Now, since we have a new fancy setup, I think we should talk about more intellectual things.
Whoa.
What do you think about the police strikes?
Which ones?
The ones... Well, there was like ones in Melbourne.
Oh, the ones we saw in Melbourne?
What are they striking for?
I've actually got no idea. I assumed it was like probably like better like when most people at their work strike for better what's the term?
Pay.
Not even necessarily pay.
I'm going to live adjust your gain. All right, we're back from the short pause. Maybe the fan is why yours was so quiet.
Yeah, it could be that. Well, I think it might just be better working conditions.
Look at where I have your gain. No, it has to be that high.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's a pay thing, right?
Well, I think it's pay, like leave entitlements and all that.
Yeah. So what would fix the problem? Better funding, perhaps? A bigger workforce, maybe?
Well, they do. The police are very understaffed. Especially right. In Queensland. We have a big... police shortage.
Okay. Now.
And usually more people working does make a job better.
Okay. Now, what if I said I, on the way here, thought of a solution?
Is it going to be to shoot the police?
No, actually. I think it would help the police and the people who work on the streets.
Okay.
It'll be like, you know, what's it called? It's not a symbiotic relationship. Or it is.
Yeah, it is a symbiotic, yeah.
Where, like, the main animal and the parasite both benefit?
Yeah.
Right. So, what happens when police seize drugs?
It usually goes, I think, into evidence, and then I think it gets destroyed.
All right. Is that a good idea?
Well, if it's, like, fentanyl-laced, yeah.
Okay.
But if it's just raw, just marijuana...
Uh-huh.
There's probably better uses.
Because those things hold value.
Yeah.
And it's like burning money, but that's illegal, right?
Yeah.
So, why don't we create a new role at the police? A new job.
The drug taker.
Yeah, the narcotics distributor.
And so they sell the drugs back.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Hmm.
It gives, it stimulates the drug economy. It gives the police work to do once again. And it gives the pushers on the street... shit to push.
Or...
is this a bad idea?
Legalize marijuana.
No, because then that's simply too much work to do. This is just the right amount.
That is quite simply less work.
No, what
but more money.
It is, yeah, exactly. It's more money. There'll be a guy. His whole job... You know how they're allowed to test pills at stadium?
You can go to places, they can test drugs and you won't
And they're not allowed to sting you for them.
Unless it's like fentanyl laced or then they take them off you, but they don't charge you.
They don't want you to die.
Unless it's an amount to distribute.
What is that? Like, what's that to do with horses?
No, sorry. Like the amount of drugs you've got is enough to sell.
Oh, like if you have a brick on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the narcotics man would never remember who he gives them to. He just knows he's giving them to people. Like he's a middleman. He won't arrest people.
He's blindfolded.
No, because then he'll just die.
His little pay pig.
He'll be taken ransom, and then all the money will go to the drug people when they collect the ransom. So, it'll be a middleman. He's not allowed to arrest people. He's not allowed to remember names. He's networked into the system. He knows all of the Walter Whites and Jessies of the local area.
So, is this all drugs?
Yeah, because there's a drug holding room where they just sit, right?
So we're putting meth and ice back on the street.
No, the good one. Like, the good quality ones that don't kill people.
That's still meth and ice.
Oh, shit, you're right. Okay, well, those...
I would be with you if it was, like, marijuana. Because...
Okay, yes.
I don't know why I keep saying marijuana.
To get the value back of the meth and ice, we can turn it back into the food dye and the baking powder it was made out of. Is it hard to
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes, I think it's so almost impossible.
Can it be used for something other than killing yourself? Can it be used to like clean things? Surely there's a use for it. You know, like it's just a chemical compound.
Yeah, it could be like a very concentrated amount of a product.
Yeah, yeah. Like you put like a little drop in and it can like clean all the water.
We don't know a lot about drugs or chemical.
No, no. I know the idea of it all. I did very well in chemistry.
Yeah, I like chemistry, but I still don't know.
There was a dropkick in our chemistry class who quit after like two semesters because he only wanted to learn how to make drugs, and when he realized the teacher wouldn't teach him that, he left.
Yeah, that's... that's like if you're like fourth year chemistry and the teacher's like, hey, this is how you make this. That was my math teacher, actually.
Really?
She was like, oh, yeah, this is... how did this conversation come up? How did she... Well, I don't know.
Talking about concentrations and shit?
We were talking about Breaking Bad. Because...
Of course.
That's a popular show about
making
drugs.
That's that hot shit at the time.
Yeah. And she was just like, oh, well, you use all these materials to make drugs. Because like most of the stuff to buy drugs, you can just buy from Bunnings. However,
yeah, that was like in the first or second episode.
However, if you buy that combination of stuff...
That's why Walter said you have to go to different places.
Yeah, and if... Yeah. And like they usually have those people like listed. And I remember that. And then like... Because that conversation stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 6 months
later...
Because
you wanted to do it.
Yes. We had a police officer come into school, talk about drugs. And he talked about making drugs. And he was like, oh, do you guys know what materials you need to make this? And I said, yes, and I answered. He asked five of these questions. I answered all of them correctly.
Goated.
And then at the end, he was like, do I need to worry about you?
No. So you then blame it on the teacher.
Yes, that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, okay. The reason he asks that question is to then say it's really easy. So then if someone does it, it'll be really bad.
No. Like quality. Yeah. He wasn't like, oh, that's bad for you to know. He was like, that's good that you know that stuff. he's like, it's an interesting area. I'm like, very.
Very.
Very interesting. That's why Breaking Bad does so well, because it's just such an interesting
I think the emotions topic. And the shit at play is, I don't know, it's a beautiful... Yeah, I think I've turned your gain up too high. You need to speak up. Yeah, I'll fix it. There we go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Test.
Test.
What the fuck? What? Your shit's weird.
My shit's weird.
Yeah.
My shit does different.
Yeah, it is doing... I don't know if it's a fan on... It might be that fan over there, but I don't want to walk over there.
So, we played a couple of games of Lockdown Protocol last night.
Yeah, I had to get off early because...
Yeah.
I had to get off. I tried to edit the podcast and realized it's not bad, but it is a time-consuming thing. So then I just went to bed.
You did miss me role-playing as an American police officer.
Did everyone, like, participate in the role-play?
I think...
Or were you just being a policeman?
The more rounds we played, the better it got, once people got used to how it works and stuff.
That and game... stopped trolling. It's just more difficult for the crewmate among us.
Yeah, it is more difficult. However, you can also just kill anyone, so...
Yeah.
You can go that route.
And then we play with a guy who will always team kill.
Yeah.
If he's feeling like, you know.
Well, we put it up to like 15-minute games and then only 3 tasks.
Yeah, I was asking Carl to do
and
that.
And that made it.
At one point, I was just like, Carl, can we make it 2 tasks and like fucking 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Because it's like if there's too many tasks and people go and split up and do them,
yeah,
they die. But like what I was finding is I will be with someone... And I've confirmed they're clean because they're just doing a task with me and they're like, you know, they're just doing the task with me, being like Gratian, for example. And then everyone else will die while we're in one room doing a task, and then the killer will just come and like clean us up at the end.
Yeah, that does happen. But I feel like that can still be funny in a way.
I suppose.
It just depends how it's done.
It just seems really... Did the crewmates ever get a win?
Yes.
No, when I left.
Yeah.
It didn't happen when I was there.
No, well, like that was like the first 5 minutes of the game, brother.
Yeah, right. The easiest thing is to just kill.
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
But so David and I found out that there's like little cassette tapes and you put them in cassette players and it actually plays music. And there's some like
volume maxed on that.
Yes.
Because it was really okay.
And then we found some royalty free tunes as well. Like there's actual like
it's real music.
Yeah, there's real music.
Yeah, it is real music. He was playing. There was some Bollywood shit. And then, that was like with some club bangingness to it.
When we were listening to it, I was the imposter and I caved David's skull in with a cassette tape.
I would have done that differently.
How else would you have done it?
If you were the killer and you were sharing music time with him, you save him to the end and then kill him to like the climax of a beautiful like Titanic song.
But however, the last two were Josh and Gratian. And I walked in.
Oh, I remember that.
They and I was talking to them. And they thought others were still alive. Yeah. But everyone else was dead.
I witnessed this one, actually. And I remember this.
I went up and I went to stab Josh. And Josh started screaming at Gratian to shoot me. Gratian ended up shooting Josh by accident.
Didn't the pressure blow up and kill the last person? They were doing the pressure task on this one.
Yeah. The pressure didn't blow up on that one.
It looked like it did.
It did happen.
It blew up and then the game ended.
That did happen to someone, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It happened to me because I thought it wouldn't blow up and kill me, but I was too close, simply. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't. So, anyway, my role play was I picked up a gun at the start, and David picked up a knife, and he just started screaming and running at me to drop the gun, and I absolutely domed him. And people were like, you know what? That was fair enough. That was fair.
Is that how I would deal with an armed man in real life? No, because I would die.
Yeah, I'd hope I wouldn't dome them.
No, I mean, like, if someone pulls a gun to you, you just have to do everything they say, right?
Yeah. Well, that also happened to me in the game.
Mm.
Josh pulled a shotgun on me and, like, blasted someone. After doing
one of the hardest tasks with you. Oh, no, wait. That was someone else.
That was someone else. And I was like, I'll do anything. And he, like, backed me into a corner. Him and Gratian were also the imposters here. And this was Gratian's first game. Gratian didn't know. So Gratian just saw Josh with a shotgun and killed him. And saved my life.
I didn't even know there was a shotgun in the game. Yeah. So if I saw someone with it, I would have just assumed it's like an imposter only thing.
There is nothing more heartbreaking at the start of the game when you pick up a gun and it has no ammo.
Is there a way to reload them?
No.
Does it tell you? Is there a HUD?
Yeah, if you know how you do like the right trigger, you can like inspect stuff.
Oh, okay, right. It says it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough talking about a game. I want to talk about cool kids.
Whoa.
Now, did you have drip when you were younger?
No. Definitely
what
not.
What were your outfits? How did your mother dress you?
I dressed myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that privilege. Mum would just appear home randomly and there will be clothes.
What would I wear? Well, how young are we talking?
Well, considering this question is kind of framed in how your mum dressed you.
I knocked about a year in a Buzz Lightyear costume. I knocked around for a year in it.
A Buzz Lightyear costume?
Yeah.
Oh, I did the same with the Spider-Man costume.
That's heat.
And I had the mask.
But I think every kid did that.
Yeah. It was like the pajamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd say like from like 8 to 12... Like, when I started caring about how I looked, but I had not much control over it because mum would just buy me shit.
I don't think I started caring how I looked until, like, 2-3 years ago.
That's a good point.
Well, I probably cared how I look. I probably started caring how I dressed.
Yeah, dressed, yeah. Because, like, there were some... Mum bought some heat, mum bought some stinkers. The stinkers only got use at home kind of thing. Like, I'd only wear the nicer things out and they still didn't really look
good. Like, I never complained, but I'd be like,
No, I would never complain, but I'd be like, damn, I'm the cargo camo fucking shorts.
The three-quarter shorts? Go crazy.
She would... Nah, not in my head. She wouldn't buy that for me.
No, would my mum. She can be snobby about stuff sometimes. I love you, mum, but you can.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah, anyway. So I saw a really cool kid at the Specsavers.
It's just a hole in the bottom of your socket. It distracted me for a second.
Yeah, there's one in both. These are nice socks. Like, they're Adidas, but they have a hole in them.
Also, I don't know if I gave this context. It's 9:14 in the morning.
Yeah, that's why I was complaining about Ryan being too quiet.
Which isn't particularly early.
It's the earliest we've ever done an episode.
However, yeah, I woke up at 8. And then I... Oops, my bad.
I ran some errands.
I woke up.
At 8.
And then I bought Sweetie coffee.
And then I laid in bed.
And a scroll.
And then Mitchell walked into my room, which I left unlocked because I was like, Mitchell's going to turn up. And if I'm asleep when he turns up, that could be just annoying.
Yeah, I was like, well, he said he would be awake, so I don't mind like carrying all of my shit and the coffees and the treats to the door.
Yeah, I don't mind being woken up.
Yeah.
And then he came in and you said I looked vulnerable.
Yeah, you did. He was in the bed and only his head was poking out, like the neighbor peeking over a fence.
Yeah, bro, it was just cool this fall together.
I said he looked cute and vulnerable.
So comfortable.
Did you not like it because I was wearing sunglasses or just because I said that? Because
you said it and you're like standing over me.
Yeah. You're like a little cutie bear. I hop into bed with you.
Yeah.
I cuddle you, man.
That's fine, but you went, you look vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
Which is threatening. Said
it. It wasn't threatening.
It felt threatening.
It's like when teddy bear. I forgot what I even wanted to say. Oh, yeah, cool kids. All right, let me describe what this kid was wearing. He was short. He looked like, I don't know ages. I just say he looked like he was in like grade 3.
Damn, okay, yeah.
All right. So, he had the jeans. Not only did he have the jeans, he had the jeans that would like clean the floor when you walked around.
Shit, that you know, shit was hanging.
The Oliver Tree ass jeans. Say that about it. But. No, you should say things like that about kids.
it's his jeans were dragging along the floor.
Yeah, so you know like the Oliver Tree ones, just not as extreme.
Yeah.
He had like, I don't know, standardized. He had the Nike ass shoes.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah.
Just like, you know. He had like a. It was basically a band tee, but it wasn't a band. Like, it was black.
Yeah.
And it had, like, the dark imagery on it, basically.
Okay.
Yep. He had sunglasses on inside in the Specsavers. That could have just been, like, samples, but I would like to assume they're his sunglasses.
He just has that on him.
He had the buzz cut to, like, a 2 or a 3, but it was starting to get a little spiky. Like, it was coming, it was growing back a little bit. I was like, all right.
Did he have a bus and fade?
To finish, yes. And to finish the outfit, he had a big, obnoxious gold chain on with a fucking humongous golden embezzled jewel cross. Like a big crucifix.
Oh, so like an actual gold chain.
It looked like it. I don't think it... I don't know why you would give a kid something that expensive.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about like the big like plastic gold chains with like the big plastic dollar sign on it.
At least, it could have been that, but it could have been like made to look a little bit more realistic, maybe.
No, this could be real.
It could be real.
I have
real,
a feeling it could be real.
But it's like, that's a crazy thing to give a kid, and then it's just a huge jeweled crucifix.
Yeah.
And then all of these together, he just looked like... I don't know, he just looked cool. And it's like, it just looked like 90s, like drip, 2000s drip.
You've somehow described him perfectly to me, like I can picture him in my
mind. Yeah, I got to, we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
And those are, like, I don't know, I did well in English. Those are all the descriptive pieces of each of what he's wearing.
Yeah.
See, like, when I try, I can communicate very well. I just don't try all the time.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't.
I hope this one's easier to edit. The first one, although I was breathing a lot into the mic, we let him know.
Yeah.
It seems pretty easy to edit. I'm just looking at the waveforms. I don't know. I think it's fine.
The Post Malone album comes out in like 2 days.
I'm still very conflicted on how I feel about that. It's what he wants to make, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
What's your music generation? I just opened up Spotify.
Do I want to look at that?
Do we want to do this now? I guess why not?
Yeah, I'll talk about something else while we do that. So that was a cool kid. And I didn't dress like that. And I'm just like, well, at least you're doing it right, boy.
But first, where do you think you belong? Well, I'm Gen Z.
Oh, where do we belong? I think I cover too much range. Okay, anyway. I've been...
Is it going to ask me then where I actually am from?
Yes.
Okay,
where we are Gen Z.
We're Gen Z. I'm just going to say Gen Z. Filter out kids' music, yes.
Okay, anyway, so, by the way, we are on Neighborhood Watch. I have been enlisted by one of my bosses at my IT work. We're on Neighborhood Watch. Do you, before I give you any context, are you down?
Wait. So, we're on Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, it won't be as applicable to you because you don't go to this place very often, but there's a chance you'll go. And there is a chance in the future that you might have to take a stance.
Wait.
I'm being very like...
Yeah, you're being like purposefully...
Yeah, yeah, because I want to see if you're a ride or die or not first. This is a morally good thing I want to do. This is a good thing. When I say I'm on Neighborhood Watch, it's a good thing.
Wait, are you in danger?
No. Someone else is.
I mean, I'm a road dog with you.
All right.
Woo-woo.
All right, well, I'll save this. I thought I could do it at the same time. All right. So, I was talking to my boss about like gym and shit. And he was like, oh, which gym do you go to? And I told him, I go to basically all of them.
Yeah.
But I mainly go to one, and there's two of them in my town. And he's like, oh, do you go like after, which one do you go to? Do you go like after five? And I'm like, interesting line of questioning.
Yeah.
I go to the other one at like any time I can. It'll be morning or evening or whatever. Yeah. Whatever's convenient with the rest of my day or it slots in.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever works with the life.
And then he's like, oh, my sister goes to the other one. I'm like, all right, I go there sometimes, depending.
The one near me?
The one near the city. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That'll be if I have to pick my sister up from work or I'm down there because my work's also near there anyway.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh yeah, my sister goes there. This is what she looks like. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen her before. And he's like, all right, cool. So there is like a guy stalking her.
Damn.
At that gym.
Damn.
And it like, it'll make her like cry at the end of our workout. It made her like finish her workout early once and just go home because all right. Everyone listening, I'm not going to tell you the name of the gym, but if you see this happening, do something.
I think, if you're in any public or any kind of setting and you see some person being creepy to another person, you should probably do something.
Yeah, but he does it in like a way only she will know. Like he will just like always work out right next to her. He will do machine swapping just to follow her and just be around her and like look at her all the time.
That is odd.
It is very odd. But it's something innocuous that... All right. So she has asked my boss to not do anything.
Yep.
Her boyfriend, who works in the army and is doing like training overseas, is overseas.
Yep.
So it's just like she's just toughing it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, interesting. I'm assuming she doesn't want my boss to do anything so he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And I'm like, well, I'm just like... I'm expendable to you. I'll do something. Effectively, I was like, yeah, fuck that. That guy can't do that and get away with it. He's just not even going to like complain to the gym. Like, that's what you should do. Complain to like a staff member. I don't know why not. But anyway, I know exactly who this guy is because I've seen him.
Oh.
Because he rides his bike to the gym every time he goes.
Oh.
I know exactly who it is.
He's got your number.
So... I don't know. It's like full on. Like she was at the gym and then he would also be there. Like he was there and he'll be there the next day as well. Like he goes to the gym just to like every day just to fucking see her, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
So.
That is creepy.
I do know people who go to that gym. I'm going to let them all know.
You got shooters?
I do.
You got ops on every block?
Yeah, metaphorically.
Shooters in every
street.
Nah, there's like a...
Oh, there's an actual phrase.
It was a funny thing I heard and I can't remember.
Was it a lyric or was it just a joke?
No, someone said it. I've got shooters on every street. No, I've got... Wait.
Come on, you're fumbling. The retention is going down.
I think it's shooters in every Starbucks.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I've got people on the street and shooters in every... fuck, yeah.
No, I get the gist of it. So now all I have to think about is what I'm going to say to him if I ever witness. I said I'm not going to go out of my way to do it, but if I see it happening and I'm at that gym, I'm going to turn that shit into a memorial, you know?
Is that
a bad thing to do? I'm just going to talk to him, and then if he gives me any like... Will I get banned from the gym for telling a creep to fuck off?
I would hope not.
Because that would go against everything the gym wants.
Well, if you walked up and just fucking swung at him, yeah.
No. I would talk to him. I'd be like, hey, you're bothering this person.
Yeah.
Well, like, you're creeping them out and they literally cry about it, bro. You should probably just leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And then if he gives me like pushback and he's like,
what you going to do about it?
Yeah, and then I'm going to fucking put, I'm not going to hurt him.
No.
Then like pick him up and throw him on the ground. I've been told he's a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like my boss was describing it. I was like, is he a shit brick house? Before I realized I knew who it was.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's fucking loser. He's weak.
Damn, okay.
But my sister could not. Just because of the buff he has as a man.
Yeah, nah. That's fair.
Yeah.
My music is millennial.
I don't believe you. Oh, okay, never mind.
It's 2000s to
2/3 of it.
67%.
I already know mine is in between. What where do you think I belong? I don't fucking know.
Your top millennial tracks, White Iverson, Candy Paint, Better Now. Are those millennial tracks? Really?
Wait, go again?
White Iverson, Candy Paint, and Better Now.
Oh, based on when they came out, yeah. Okay.
That hurt.
I would... It is music Gen Z listens to.
This
but
is
I think
so
more
much more boring than I thought it would be. This, like... I thought it was going to be like when you do the Spotify Wrapped or something like that. And it goes through like all these stats.
Let's go.
It pulled up three songs.
They keep asking me the exact same question.
Yeah, no, it did that to me a couple times.
Where do you think you belong? Yeah.
And I just had to do it a couple times.
Oh, it's analyzing now. Did it do that for you?
Yeah.
The spam. But I have a spread.
Your music is Gen Z.
I said I had a spread because I was like, I listen to old people shit as well. What is Gen X? Is that the older than Boomer? No,
it's older than Boomer.
It's Boom. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it like the silent one, but they just call it Gen X?
Yeah, wait. Let's look this up.
No, it goes Boomer X, Y, Z, right? Oh, no, there is no Y. Is Boomer just Generation Y?
I got no idea.
That would make sense if X is older.
I think it is.
I just made a click sound by accident. Whoopsies. You won't hear the click sound because I'm going to edit it out.
Generation was people born between mid-1960s and the early 1980s.
Is it also called the silent one, or is the older than the X called the silent one? I know there's one that's called a silent, and imagine being called a silent generation. That's just lame as fuck.
No, it just says the MTV generation. I hate what I'm looking at.
Yeah, whatever you're looking
described
at
described as directionalist,
bad.
Cynical, or disaffected. I'm so cool.
Anyway, I'm I have a good split. 41%, 35%, 20%, and 5%. Well, shit. So anyway, someone you might see me on the news for defending
a poor woman.
A poor woman who doesn't deserve to be creeped out.
I don't think anyone does. Even like
no, not even bad people deserve that.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I'm at the gym, I don't wear my glasses, so I can't see anything. And I hope I don't creep people out.
Nah.
Because I just look around when I'm not doing my sets. Because what the fuck else am I going
to
do?
That's a normal thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. That's a normal ass thing to do. But like, you know, okay, outside of the gym, you know when you like turn and look at someone and then at the exact same time they turn and look at you?
Yeah.
And do you feel like that they think you've been staring at them?
No, I feel like it's usually pretty obvious because you both kind of like, ooh.
I'm worried that some people are stupid and think that you might be staring
at some people
at them.
Definitely do.
And it's like, no, you're not that important.
Yeah.
As much as your brain craves attention and thinks you deserve it and that you get it, you're not that important. No. You're like a worker ant because you literally are a worker ant.
It's like how you think, oh, maybe my shit's fit. My fit is shit. Everyone's going to be looking at it.
Yeah, I used
no
to think
really
that.
No one really cares that
no
much.
No one gives a fuck. Only people care if you're dripping. If you're balling out. Then they're like, damn,
the only
got
people
taste.
The only people who are actually going to notice and analyze are people who know you.
Or people who have like mad fashion taste. But no one's going to look
if
at you
you're just
think
being
you
odd.
Like shit. Unless you really, really look like shit.
Yeah, unless you like...
Look like you rolled around in the dirt.
And you stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you just came back from camping. You look like that.
Oh, I think that reminds me of a story.
Where you came back from camping?
Yes. So, when I did Scouts, I had a 2-week camp at the start of the year in Brisbane. And like I flew down to Brisbane with like a big group of like scouts from like my area, flew to Brisbane, did the 2-week camp, and then usually you fly back with all them, but Dad was already in Brisbane for work, so he was like, oh, I'll pick you up and we'll fly back together. I'm like, okay, easy. So he picks me up, we drive to Brisbane Airport. I've been camping for 2 weeks, and there's like those, you know, those Portaloo showers? There are those.
Yeah, the ones that are like crime scenes.
Yeah, so I've been washing in those, but like the last 2-3 days, they're not great. Considering there's 11,000.
They're as big as Portaloos, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like 11,000 people here where I was camping, so.
How many showers were there?
Less than that.
No, obviously.
I can't remember.
Like a row of 10 or something?
No, it was more than that. There was like showers spread out, but...
Okay.
So it was like, so I don't smell great. I've also been sleeping in a tent for 2 weeks, so...
You don't feel great.
Yeah.
Either.
And there was also nowhere to wash clothes. I just
the
remember
bugs that like crawled into
that
your skin probably felt pretty good.
That was the big thing. I didn't have anywhere to wash clothes.
Oh, you were definitely harboring parasites then.
Yeah. So Dad's like, oh, I'll bring you a spare set of clothes. And because he was a Qantas Club member at the time, he's like, oh, we'll go into the Qantas Club and we shower in there.
Oh.
And I'm like, awesome, but also,
And you felt like one of the untouchables entering a palace.
So yeah, I rocked up to the airport system. In like my camping clothes, dirty. Probably stinking a little bit, let's be honest.
No, current day mindset, you rocked that shit like a Sigma.
Yeah.
You probably didn't like it then, but like, you'd be like, fuck yeah, your Qantas Club and your elite
No, to
ship.
Be honest, I didn't really, I was so tired.
Because oh, it was
like 2 weeks of
like
no real sleep.
Yeah.
So we walked into the Qantas Club. Dad gave me a change of clothes. They were not dripping. I can remember that vividly. That like this was a... This is an interesting choice.
There was
choice.
No thought put into the fit. No. It was utility only.
He found three items of clothing and went, yep.
That's how it normally goes when you're like anyone in your family has to dress you.
Yeah.
And you're not there to judge it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll just grab the top things out of the
I'll tell you one thing. That shower felt divine.
The Qantas one.
Yeah. And
it would have to.
While we're in
not
there.
Expensive.
Sorry, before this, it's like we went and got our tickets. I look at the ticket. We're in row one.
1A and 1B?
Yeah. I'm like...
In business?
I'm like, Dad, does this plane have business class? He's like, nah, it doesn't.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's still not bad.
Get to the plane. The plane does have business class.
It wasn't the Qantas Jetstar collab. It was just a Qantas.
It was a Qantas.
Yeah.
We got a free upgrade to business.
Oh, they probably looked at you and they're like, this will make this kid's
I
day.
Think, no, I think it was assuming because my dad, like, because he would travel for work all the time. Through Qantas.
Oh, they like...
So they saw he was a member in the points and he was like,
they scanned his card and they're like, I didn't know the digits go that high.
No, his wasn't that high, but his was fairly high. We used to get really good. We have nothing now.
Because they've all been used.
Yeah, and he's retired, so.
He doesn't accrue them as
much. But yeah, I remember I rocked up. That shower felt lovely. That's also the same camp. Where 6 a.m. when I went and got my beans and toast, I saw four frogs that had been hung. Yeah. Hung. Someone had tied little nooses for the frogs and hung them. And a guy dressed as Jesus came and cut them down.
Wow.
Yes.
How have you not ever told me about
that?
Have
I never
before?
Told you that story?
No. You've told me a lot of camp stories. You haven't told me that one.
Yeah. I was sitting there eating my beans and toast and I'm like, "That." I saw the frogs. I'm like, that's... fucked up.
That's a painting.
And then
that's literally a painting.
This guy like my age dressed as Jesus walked up and cut them down. And then everyone started cheering.
I have a similar story, but it doesn't go as hard.
It's such a
just,
it's such a
we
vivid
just
memory.
We threw a dead frog at each other in the morning. and then eventually it exploded. Like into pieces. Because that's what kind of happens when you throw a dead frog around. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You're lucky to have survived that camp. You were there with crazy people.
Yeah.
Someone would have fucking done that to you.
They were crazy people.
And they would have like drained your blood like a meat worker. That's insane.
Probably. Yeah, that was a... I've just remembered that. That was really
that a school related? No, it was scouts.
That was scouts, yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember now.
So you got
it
scouts
all makes sense that you were
all over from Australia.
Oh, it was the crazy convention.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I also went to a camp a couple of years before that. Mm. Which is like every 4 years. Well, that camp was also every 4 years. But there's another version of it for like the younger ones. That one's usually bigger. Because there's also international people there.
Yeah.
People are throwing shit in the walls.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I came to a realization about cars this morning.
Cars?
Cars.
Speed, I am speed.
I actually like the way that the Toyota Land Cruiser Ute things look.
I feel like that is maturing.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was more of a, not the word prejudice, but it was a more of a spite thing in that
to the people
I didn't
who
like
drove
the
them.
People driving them.
Yeah. That's my thing with Commodores.
But those are cool. The people who drive them ruin it. It's like the Rick and Morty fan base. But I was just looking at it. I was like, this thing's like a Hot Wheels, like a Tonka. This is, it just looks like a toy truck.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, if I ever got one of these, I would just make it look like one. I would paint it like yellow.
They are money.
I know, that's the thing. I was like, oh, but wait, they're really expensive. So if I do commit to making them look like a toy, it has to look good. Like, if I made it like the Tonka, like yellow with black accents.
Yep. Yep.
Or like, I don't know, just put like a racing stripe on it or some shit.
That's kind of heat.
Or like did the colors right. Just doing the colors right. It's not going to have like crazy mods to look like a toy. It'll just be painted differently.
I think I'd give mine like the Mater paint job or something.
The rust coat?
Or I'd make it like, it would
look like a shit knife from CSGO.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
I feel like that'd be kind of heat.
Just like not in a natural looking way.
Yeah.
Because if you make it too like a forced, it'll look tacky, I think.
Yeah, it just look like
that. If you literally took Mater MP3 JPEG and just put it on top.
Sent it over to Yanomize. Did you watch his YouTube videos?
No.
He was the guy in the UK who would rap like famous YouTubers' cars.
Oh, he was a rapper with a W.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to be really big.
Oh my god, I saw a rap job.
I wonder what happened to him.
He probably still uploads.
Probably.
Rap, like, it's not something that's gone unpopular.
Nah.
But
it's not as popular as it was.
Or if he retired to greater things.
Like, I don't actually think so. Rapping people. I think his business was making money.
Yeah, it would have to be. That's an expensive
thing.
And I saw a rap job.
Supercars.
It was on, like, a regular sedan looking BMW.
Yeah.
And it was, like, proper kitted out with all the stuff. It had this. So the rap job was, like, this dark, like, blackish, bluish, pearlescent. It looked aged, but I could tell by looking at it, it wasn't, if that makes any sense. Like, the paint job made it look old.
Okay, so it was artificial aging.
It had the pearlescent, yeah. It had, like, this weird hooky thing for hanging. You know how you hang things off the back of your cars, like a little heart?
Yeah.
It had, like, an oil slick metal hanging off the, but it was a hook for that.
Damn.
It had, like, little teeth, little pointy things coming out of the body.
Oh, yeah.
It had, like, Rap City or some shit on a sticker on
Damn.
The tin. The whole thing was tinted. I was like, this guy has added every mod he can to his car.
Rap City.
But he did it so it just didn't look good.
That guy gets pulled over by police daily and gets a DV notice.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He, like, got everything and it just doesn't look good.
It's on a BMW,
bro, and it's probably really expensive. He could just make a good-looking car.
I'd say 2 years ago, I used to be really into JDM cars.
They're still cool.
They are cool. But then I thought about all the roadworthy stuff for it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm never doing that.
I don't think it's that bad, is it? Being pulled over.
But also your insurance would go through the roof.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, just because everything's so expensive on it.
Yeah, and you're like putting it in, you're putting like racing mods in it that are going to encourage you to go fast.
Oh, no, fuck that. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like what? Okay, I was thinking about it. You know how they don't make Kia Stingers anymore?
Do they not?
They stopped in 2023.
Damn.
That's the last one. So it's recent.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like the police still use them for their highway patrol cars.
Well, they're not bad.
They're not bad. But they didn't get as popular as Kia thought they would. So
I do think the only people who bought them were the police.
Is it not cool to have one because they're a police car? Is that a thing? Do people care?
I don't know.
Because when I see them, they look cool.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm just like, car.
And I was like, dude, I should just get like a secondhand police car.
Kia are bringing out a ute because I see that ad everywhere.
I haven't seen this ad. Is it good looking?
No, like they just say, they just keep saying it's being released next year. Like they're showing what it looks like next year.
That's a business risk.
This is like the most advertising I've seen for a car, but it is their first ute. And apparently it's Australian made and all that, and it's for Australia.
What is the Venn diagram of Kia drivers and ute drivers?
I think it's to compete in the ute market.
They better be fucking good, or else they're just
because like you really only got like a couple big, like you got those Land Cruisers, which are so much, and then you got like
how much is so much
Raptors, Navara
cost as much as a house?
They can cost as much depending on what you
shit. Put on.
Well, okay, this
okay,
is
yeah. Let's talk about this. Is it a performance thing?
Sometimes it's just general mods to it.
Oh, what the fuck!
So,
I just want a paint job.
So, when I finished school, I went on like my schoolies trip, which was just like a big boys camping trip.
Yeah.
And on like the second last day, one of the boys there, his like dad turned up because So where we were doing our camping trip, this guy was family friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad just turned up to like go see the family friends. Right. Like hang out and drink with them. But he came down and drank with us. He's like, oh, how you boys doing? Threw cow shit at us. I remember that.
Nice.
And
he pied you.
He had his big, he brought down his big souped up Land Cruiser.
You got to flex on the kids.
And this was like the newest model.
Right.
And it had a lot of attachments.
Oh, and then he dropped.
No. So.
No, like he dropped his dot. He told you what it cost.
Not exactly.
Oh.
So one of us was like, how much does this cost? And he was like, how long have you been at your school?
He measured in tuition time?
Yes. And you would be, yeah.
Could he put a year through?
So there were five of us there.
Yeah.
He said, how many years were you at school? And I was there for like 14.
Yeah.
The others were there for like 8, 10. So he like averaged it out to like 10 years.
Yeah.
He said, four of yous for 10 years.
Dude. That's like a crazier, that's a crazier way to measure things than us counting groups of people as Among Us lobbies.
I'm not going to say how much my tuition was just because...
You'll find him.
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
Nah, but also, it's not my place to say.
Can you just say how much the car would cost?
I think it cost... Well, the attachments were just like our tuition. Like all of his... all
right,
the stuff
but he put it can't cost more than 200K.
No, I think it... I think it came out to like 150.
Yeah, I'll have money like that in the future. Actually, I don't need all the attachments though. Would it just be 100
so someone's
for like
to sponsor
the car,
this podcast.
The car with the paint job would just be 100, right? Or less. No, it'd be less.
Yeah.
Because like there's mad expensive cars I'm looking at and it's like, well, they're pretty, so I want them. And then I look at the price and I'm like, maybe in the future.
Maybe we just buy a G-Wagon.
Like a, what do you mean we, as a joint vehicle?
The Prime Meets podcast G-Wagon.
Oh, right.
A
and
Maybach.
Then, and then we just like wrap it in my sister's drawings.
That'd be heat. And we walk out, we just play, shit, what's the Post Malone song? And it goes G-Wagon, G-Wagon.
Oh, the one
I
where
should
they dance on the, it has Quavo in it. Congratulations.
Is it congratulations? Did I say G-Wagon in that?
Yeah, it's after the pull up bar. Yeah. Oh, no, it's Wow.
Yeah, that's Wow. Wow. I was just saying, because congratulations. Yeah.
It's on Wow. It isn't Quavo.
Is that Die?
Maybe. It's my favorite album, but I haven't revisited it in a while.
Bleeding.
So, actually, that reminds me. I gave a proper listen through to Stony. I see the hype. I get why it's your and Julian's favorite.
My favorite is Beer Bongs and Medleys.
Oh, never mind. I see why it's Julian's favorite then. This might sound absolutely insanely weird, but it has like, you're gonna think this is weird. Stony has like the Travis Scott vibes about it.
No, I see
early
that.
Early Travis Scott
I
vibes.
See that.
Not late, early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they're like
early,
guys,
early as in
like the stuff, Rodeo and Days Before Rodeo stuff. Yes, it has those vibes. Because it's like Stony is a trap album.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
not to just say that's the only similarity.
Well, that was like
them.
All like stuff that was big on his SoundCloud. It's just been like mastered.
My top Gen Z tracks are two alternative raps and one boom bap slow.
Damn.
That isn't Gen Z though.
No, I don't understand.
That's what weird woke people listen to. If you go on a Twitter and look at the fan bases that I am a part of, it's a lot of weird people.
Yeah.
Like young people who are not identifying as one of the two normal genders. Oh my God, I said it. That's crazy.
Would I follow? I follow a lot of
porn accounts.
No.
You follow far right shit? Is it far?
Because it's funny. There are some very funny right wing accounts.
No, my dad does the same. He just laughs at people on the internet and
I see,
trolls them.
I wake up, I look at it, I see their rage bait, and I'm like, I'm not raged by what you say.
You know what dad calls them?
What?
I think the political term for them is cookers. Because they cook conspiracies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he loves just, every now and then, he hasn't happened as recently.
And there's a big Venn diagram crossover of the far right and crypto.
Crypto had touches a lot of tentacles.
Being on that far, looking at all that far right stuff, when people were trying to say that boxer from Algeria was transgender, was very interesting.
But they were born as a
woman. I know. And they're from Algeria.
This is real. This is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From they're born in Algeria, where it is illegal to be homosexual, transgender, anything else.
Hmm.
You get executed.
It
was such a stupid conversation.
Yeah, that is pretty stupid.
And it was like a 5-second Google search.
People don't do research, even though they will say they do and pride themselves on their research. They just don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
What do you think of Tim Walz?
Who? Tim? No, you describe him. I might know who
Kamala Harris's VP.
I have no fucking clue. He's the old guy.
Yeah.
They're all old guys. Trick question.
He's chill.
Yeah, I would like to think prime ministers, presidents, I mean, are meant to be chill.
Yeah, no, but you think about how crazy Trump can be, his vice president can be, how crazy some people might say Kamala Harris is.
Hey, hot take.
They're intense?
No, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're just, that's the way. They're like America. If I was to do like
no, but this guy speaks about normal person, things.
They're probably crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That reminds me of...
Oh, God.
No, my boss is America. He's from American. Or one of them is.
He is America?
He is America. And damn. He's like the classic white American man. His whole family are there. They've been to Australia. They're just like, I like it better in America. So they live in like Utah.
Damn.
And we had a very in-depth conversation. I told him about my dreams to travel the world and see all of the poverty. And he was like, interesting. And I was like, yeah. And the place I'm most worried about going to is America. Because in most third world countries, the citizens are nice.
Yeah.
Not in America. And I just went down there. And he's like, yeah. He says his mom describes it the best. America is only a good place to be if you're wealthy. And if you're poor, it is a horrible place to be.
Well, I'd say that's a lot of countries as well.
I think it's worse in America. If you're poor here, they help you.
Yeah, that's the thing I was talking to my dad when we were in America. There aren't a lot of like safety nets like there are in Australia.
No, because the government don't give a fuck about you unless you print the money. And the only way you're going
to
print the money is if you make money. And
to
they
be honest,
you.
I don't think the Australian government cares that much about us.
They don't have a choice. They have to care.
Yeah.
That's why Centrelink exists and that's why they haven't axed it. What do you think is going to happen if Australia take away Centrelink?
There would be riots.
Yeah.
There would be riots.
The welfare. You need welfare.
Yeah.
Because every country in the world knows about it. You got to look after your poor people.
Everyone should have access to welfare.
Like, whether you like it or not, you have to, as a government, look after your poor people. And you're homeless. And then he told me about how, like, in Switzerland, the rehab in prisons is actually really good. Like, the prisons are basically luxury because they actually prepare you for life outside of prison.
Yeah.
And they give you a routine and they help you get a job and all of that. And I'm like, well, that doesn't work in big countries. Because then we're talking about like prisons and overcrowding.
But then sometimes you get the issue of like, sometimes the prison isn't punishing.
No, but that only works in small ones when you don't have big, like you can actually rehabilitate people.
Which, yeah, the prison should rehabilitate you, but it also should serve as a punishment.
Yes, it should.
For what you've
done. They can't leave.
Yeah.
And like... American prison systems, they're not government. They're like contracted. And the government only makes money. Someone only makes money if it's full, effectively. Or they only get subsidized or whatever the fuck. The prison only functions if it's full. The government do not like it if the prison isn't full. Which is a really backward way of thinking.
Yeah, because they're not filling up the contract, yeah.
Yes, which is so backwards.
Yeah, it's an odd system.
Anyway, I don't want to get into much about why I don't like America talk this week. I plan on going there one day. He told me about how one of his relatives basically is doing the thing I want to do. She goes to all the places in the world, but she stays at like the really nice hotel and that's her base camp. And then she goes out to see the, like she keeps all of her shit safe basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I'm like, yeah, of course I would do that as well.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I'm going to be enjoying the place too much that I will not have time to worry about whether or not my hotel cleaners and people are going to steal from me. Even though I don't believe they will, it can happen. I don't want to be stranded in like fucking Damascus. We're going to Damascus one day.
We are?
Yeah, of course. We're going to Syria, bitch.
We're doing a tour.
We're going to do it. I don't like that word. Like a tour of duty? No, I don't like that word.
No, I meant like a podcast tour.
Oh, okay, right. We're going to have to learn how to speak Syrian. Or Arabic?
Do you think people would turn up?
If we advertise it right, Yeah.
Or do you think if you just advertise it there, people just be like, mate?
Well, advertise it and say there's an open bar, but there's a limited seat count.
I'm not paying for an open bar.
Bro, the beers there are probably a cent each.
Actually,
it'll just be about
fair.
Having a good time.
It can't be more expensive than Australian alcohol.
No, it can't.
We have like the highest alcohol tax in the world.
I feel like if we went to poor countries,
we drink the most.
And we just like, yeah, exactly. And we just like, hey, it's a fucking party. Come and chill with us, bro.
Yeah.
No one would ever hate us. And we just cultivate a vibe. We would only make friends.
I've just realized something very stupid in our conversation.
What? Well, like we sound British?
No. What is the primary religion?
Oh. Yeah, it'd be prime meat. Don't they eat beef? They don't need any.
I'm talking about the alcohol.
Oh. Yeah, well, then we'll just give them other things. Hookah on the house. I don't fucking... What do they do to have fun there? They drink milk. Well, it's like, you know how Utah people drink lemonade and sugar because they can't have anything else? They can't have coffee.
What is in a hookah pipe?
It's just like nicotine. It's like tobacco.
Is it just like a higher strength of nicotine?
Yeah, it's like if you had a cigar machine.
Damn.
Instead of just smoking cigarettes like a bitch. You know cigarettes are designed for women? That's why there's an etch at the end. Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing. It's like cigar is for men and cigarette is for women. If you think of like old advertising, it's always women with the skinny fucking long cigarette.
I think it's also just for like appeal.
You reckon? Oh, yeah. For ease.
Yeah, trying to appeal to people with.
Okay,
women.
I take that sweeping broad generalization back. I'm sorry.
Damn.
If you got this far in the podcast, I know you're a real one, and you'll forgive me for that. My bad.
Maybe you don't.
Too fucking bad.
Maybe you stand on what, your anger.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's just a stubborn ass person. It's like people getting cancelled for shit they did a decade and a half ago.
Yeah.
People who cancel people surely have not lived a perfect life.
No, definitely not. It is a lot of hypocrism.
Hippo.
Hippo.
Hungry, hungry hippo. I hope that with these new tools, these new instruments for our voice.
Yeah.
That we are playing them. Eventually, we'll be really good at speaking into them. Because even though there's like habits, you know. Making sure and we're still tweaking. I reckon by episode 3 or 4 we will be perfect.
Well, I wouldn't say perfect, but we'll be damn good.
We'll be a lot better at sounding good for you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? What's your album this week? We didn't talk about any new music. We just yapped.
No, well, Vultures 2 came out.
That was ages ago.
Did we not say that in the last episode?
Yeah, we did.
Shit.
We talked about how bad it was.
Yeah, that was
and
bad.
How like if I don't know if it was just how they were leaked, it's like he added a filter to every song that just made them sound like they went back in time. They just sounded worse because all the leaks sounded much more high quality. I mean, it doesn't help when the content of the songs and the lyrics isn't good. Like, that certainly doesn't help.
No, geez, do I have an album of the week?
I like when I repost like cute, cool things on my story and the person who posted originally likes it as well. I think that's nice.
Yeah, that is. That feels good.
Share. Wait, the only option is to share them, Ryan. Oh, there's a back arrow. Never mind. That was the Gen Z shid. I was... Well, for me this week, it was... Okay, this is a bit of a mouthful. It's called Johann Sebastian Bachlover the Doctor. The drawing is like a better concept of the For All the Dogs. It is just like a child's drawing. I think the artist drew it. It's like it's drawn in like texture. And then it has an OBI strip on the side, but in English and not Japanese. And it's by sorry about that. It's by Action Bronson. It came out in July this year. And it is luxurious, chill. There are silly lines in it like old Kanye, but like I don't know. Before he became weird with it.
Yeah, mine would be The Mouse and the Mask.
Mouse and the Mask, good pick.
Yeah,
I listened to that one as well this week.
I was like, whatever, because I've listened to a lot of different albums this week. But what's one that I like went back to, and that was one.
That reminds me, the skits in that one are probably the hardest for like a not regular listener to it. Like if I put it on at work, and there were just like cartoon as fuck skits in it. which is like part of the whole, it's like the point.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you were telling, you remember last week when you were talking about you put your guy on food at work?
Yeah.
That's the same thing. The skits are also like, they're long.
Yeah. I didn't put the skits in, like the playlist.
Oh, the middle part, the appetizers side of the vine. Well, I was thinking about that, and as weird as it sounds, to introduce someone to MF Doom without the skits is probably the best way to do it. On albums like Vordell Villain or like Take Me to Your Leader,
maybe. Yeah.
Because they're also a lot more just normal.
Yeah.
When he wasn't trying to be so abstract and he was just trying to make a story. Even though the skits are still for story. And it also got me thinking about how you didn't want to be mainstream and you didn't want to be normal. And you got all mad about it.
That's right. But I wasn't mainstream this week.
You weren't. But I feel like the hunger to be unique is not is a good thing for like exploring new things, but it's also like a...
Nah, it's just because I know, like when that award pops up, Riley sees it and like he's like a wolf.
Yeah, he starts making fun of you for being a white girl.
He starts howling at the moon.
Because he's like, oh, your favorite song on Utopia is Telekinesis? You're a white girl.
Yeah, that still hurt.
Oh, you can't let that get to you. It's honestly one of the greatest songs on there. And the other greater one on there is like My Eyes.
Look at My Eyes.
Which, I don't know.
I also had the most listening.
Yeah, but 20 minutes.
Bismillah.
Okay, whatever. God, you're going to beat me again this week too. I've been doing other things than listening to music as much.
I've listened to a lot of music this week.
I've like only had it on in the car, basically. But, you know, that is what it is. There's a deep conversation to be had about wanting to be unique. But I guess it is just if Riley's making fun of you.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't care that much. But also, sometimes that most mainstream award pops up and I'm like,
Because, like, I watched a really interesting video about it. And it was called, like... You should stop having opinions on music. Or like the way we view music nowadays is fucked. With like, in terms of all of the discourse online about it.
Yeah.
And like the race to, well, I don't like that artist, so all your opinions are bad. Or like, oh, you listen to such and such? Weirdo. And like, it's just like bullying people for what they think about music.
Yeah.
Because realistically...
Well, Riley isn't bullying me. He just goes like, ah.
No, I know. He's just getting at you. But it made me think about that video.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, you listen to Sexy Red? You like Sexy Red? No. Everyone else you talk about is good, but no. I can't listen to you because you think Sexy Red is good. It's like, that's not cool, man. Yeah,
that is stupid.
Just about all music, as long as it's actually not like ear rape dog shit...
That was you.
...is good and has an audience.
Yeah.
When enough hands have touched it, I don't know. I think me giving out good ratings to albums, like a lot of the ones I listen to, I can nitpick like a couple songs off of them, but like a cohesive project, it's hard for it to just be bad. It can be like not your taste, right? Like, I don't know. I'll put jazz on at work and someone will be like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, oh, it's just jazz. It doesn't mean it's bad. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's like the hunger to listen to obscure artists can drive people to like only listen to weird shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind weird shit. I love weird shit. But like if your whole identity is like only listening to people no one's ever heard of, and if someone then finds that person and asks you about it, you're like, I don't listen to them anymore.
Yeah, if you sit there and you're like, I'm better than you because I listen to different stuff.
Yeah, I listen to shit that less than 1,000 people listen to a month on Spotify.
Yeah, then like...
And that's your whole taste? Like, I don't know. That's kind of weird, bro. Just like what you like because you like it. Yeah. People shouldn't affect your taste.
Nah, definitely.
And the whole, like, an album dropping and, like, I don't know how the boys can, off one and two listens, rate things. Shit needs to sit with me for a little bit. Like, I think even Jay-Z said it. He's like, you guys just, like, skim through music. You got to listen to it.
However, I think the first time I listen, I usually get the feel.
You get the feel. And it's a feel you'll never get again. Dude, like, there are so many. I'm not going to sit here and list them all. But, like, first listen to albums. Some of them can, like, break me. Some of them can, like, expand my mind by 20-fold.
I'll tell you one thing. I hated Austin the first time I heard it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this. I
hated Austin.
Because it's more of a cathartic album.
Yeah.
And you didn't expect that.
Now, like a year later,
right?
I really like it.
They're deep. There's lyricism. There's instrumentation. Yeah. There's overarching story. There's just story. Like, There's so much that goes into an album that I don't think three listens can extract.
No, definitely not.
And I was sitting there and I was like, should I start doing the... Because like, what is it? Carl, Corey and Riley are just like, you got to do numbers, man. And I'm just like...
I hate the numbers. I hate doing
the most I could probably do is like, you know the scale of like bad, meh, middle, good, great?
Yeah.
I could probably give a word to each song. Like on a scale of 1 to 5, but they're words.
Yeah.
But most of the time, my rating will move high. So like if I averaged all the numbers I give to an album, right?
Yeah.
My rating at the end is not exactly what those numbers if you didn't average. It'll move up if I get a certain vibe of the whole... Because as a cohesive project of an album, it can move up or down.
Yeah.
Like if you have heater songs and there's no narrative and it's just mixtape, but like you just jump around and it's nothing. As an album, it's like not as good.
Yeah.
But the like the Denzel mixtape that just came out, that has like a feeling to it, right? And that's why it moves up. Like I gave numbers just to that one because of Corey, like averaged out to a 9 and I just gave it a 10. Because the whole thing as a vibe is fucking slapping.
Yeah. That's like my same thing because there's an app called Storygraph. Which is like...
Rate your story.
It's like a letterbox, but for books.
Yeah.
And there are number ratings in it.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't give number ratings. I write like a paragraph.
I think that's more apt.
Because it's
for literature.
I just talk about it. I'm like, hey, this is some stuff in it. But it's also got other questions in it. Like, is this book character focused? Are the characters likable? There's some like other questions that are also fitting.
Will just said that he's at the GP and they're playing Minecraft music. That's what that text was.
The GP.
The general practitioner.
Which
not,
Will?
Not the Grand Prix. Which Will? Bill.
Oh.
Sorry for interrupting what you were saying.
Why are they playing Minecraft music at the...
I don't know. It's soothing. It's ambient music, so it's good for ambient. Yeah, the rating of... Oh, so there's more like descriptors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I give... Oh my god.
You are
on my rating one, I do numbers, but I only do them in increments of 5.
Yeah.
And since I only review things I like, it like has a graph on your page of like your ratings like in blocks. It's like all only high. And my only bad one is like Vultures 1. Because it's shit I really like. And I liked Vultures to begin with, and then it like the gleam on it like faded away really quickly and it went to like 30.
Yeah.
And I'm still not a big fan of numbering the shit anyway.
Nah.
It's mainly just like a catalogue of things I like.
I prefer just like word reviews. You just say this. Yeah,
and even that, like I don't think music is a quantifiable thing.
Yeah, I don't think any like really art in a way can be quantifiable.
No, there's just like good and then there's stuff you don't like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, there's a Rick Rubin book. Go fucking read that. It's about creators. There's a circle on the front and it's a vinyl. But it's a book, and you can read it.
Lionel.
Sick book. I've only read the start of it, because I don't finish things.
I can't get enough.
I read Bro's Abstract. Let's see. So, I still have time to hang around before I have to go to work. Dickhead Chinese car park.
Yeah.
Did I talk to you about this?
No.
So, there was a week where I was just going to go and watch Riley play his tag. I'm not on his team. I was going to go watch.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I need food. So I'm going to go get some honey chicken from the Chinese place.
You do love honey chicken.
I do. And in my quest to find the best one, I have had a lot of bad ones.
Yep.
Which is like, you know, how it goes.
Yeah.
So I pulled up to the one closest to the Oztag, which is notoriously not that great. But it's like, it's a convenience thing. The main problem is how expensive it is.
Expensive?
Very expensive.
Damn.
I'm never going there ever again.
Damn. Okay.
Not unless it's like a comped business dinner. But yeah. I don't know the next time we're going to have a comped business dinner ever. And I go, and the car park's kind of shit, but there's like a tree over it, and I'm like, there's going to be tree leaves on the car, man.
Tree leaves on the car.
And I pull up there, and I narrowly thin in. Narrowly. And there's just a guy sitting in his ute. And he looks at me, he's on the phone, and he like puts his window down and he's like, hey, you just sideswipe my car? And I'm like, no. And he's just like, hold on. And then he's like, still on the phone, he's like, hey, I have to go. And then he like gets out of the car. He struggles to get out of the car, that's how close I am to him.
Damn.
And he gets out, and he's like, yeah, look. He says, yeah, look, it is dark. It is very dark. So I'm like, oh, you must have seen something. And I get out and I'm like, I can't see shit. I turn on the torch and I still can't see shit. So I'm like, how did you see this in the dark? Where did you see this? And then I just like, yeah, look. And he points right at like a scrape that's already on my car. Because
yeah,
not from me, from my parents.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, righto. Like, I don't say, I just like, oh, okay, sure. Right. This is real. It's like, I'm just gonna take photos. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And I go inside and I come back and he's like, hey, can I have a photo of your ID? And I think I blundered. I let him take a photo of my ID because I just wanted the interaction to end.
Yeah, that's...
That was a bad call.
Yeah, definitely.
Not the back of it, not my address.
Yeah, but the front of that's bad, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. I trolled.
Yeah, you blundered that.
Maybe it wasn't that and he just wanted to... He's identity thefting me. Can he just type the number into something and just hack me?
I got no idea.
Fuck.
But I feel like people shouldn't have photos of your ID.
No, that is a bad thing. I've only now just realized what happened to me.
Yeah.
Because he parked, his tire was on the line. Like, I definitely wasn't in the wrong here. And he's like, yeah, can I get your number? Oh, fuck. He got my number. Oh, no.
I've just figured out what he can probably do.
It has been so long since I've... Well, can you call my phone people and, like, try to get my email?
Well...
Please tell me what you think he can do so I can stop it.
I don't know if he's able to access things because he's got, like, like when you try it and they're like, oh, what, use your ID to log in. He's got, like, the license number and stuff.
Oh, he wants to go to my MyGov? There's nothing useful there.
You can get into your ATO and your tax files and all that.
No, he can't. That shit's encrypted. Probably not. My like password on everything is too good. There's
stuff he can get into
with I have a password generator. Well, who do I talk to about this problem then?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like that's not good information to just...
Because it seems legit. They're like, hey, can I get your details just so I can call you again?
Yeah, but then it would just be phone number. It wouldn't need a photo of your ID.
Did I give him a photo of my ID? I didn't have it on me. I opened my digital one. There's less stuff on the digital one. Fuck. This is a bad way for him to realize that I've been gotten. Holy shit. Are you Googling what I can do?
I'm just looking.
I'm so certain. Because he didn't end up calling me. And I was like, good. That just means he realized he was being a fucking idiot. Okay, no. You know why it's fine? This was like a little bit ago, and I just remembered it this morning because I saw the big ute guy and it reminded me of this big ute dickhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about it, even though it was like a little bit ago. And I was just like, well, that was weird. But no one, I haven't gotten any email notifications on anything. And they normally tell you when someone signs in.
Yeah.
Every time I sign into anything, I get an email and it's like, bitch, I know I did this. So methinks it's fine.
And apparently it's chill.
It's chill?
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine, okay, if people lose their wallet all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing bad normally happens. You lose the cash.
Yeah.
You just get new shit.
You can just freeze the cards.
Yeah. And then they'll have your ID.
Well, how long ago was this? Because if nothing's happened.
Like 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed kind of crazy too.
Yeah.
He looked like a fit, normal person, but the way he spoke to me, maybe he was just frazzled, and maybe he genuinely thought I hit his fucking shitty ute.
Yeah, maybe he was just kind of like, ugh.
But I was just like, bro.
That's an odd interaction.
If this red car has somehow scratched up your white ute, we would know.
Yeah, you would see red on the white.
Exactly. Oh, okay, thank God. That was a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
Oh, new shit that came out. Crap. Logic dropped an album.
Yippee.
It was alright. There were some heaters on it. You didn't like it?
Nah, I don't like Logic.
Oh, like at all?
Yeah, not really.
4-4 ever. 44 ever.
Yeah.
That might be the only song you like on it.
Okay.
It's the most Eminem-y, rappy. I mean, the one after it, dude, there were so many on there that I liked. It was just, he's a good storyteller. And his output, he says it on the thing, he's done like 20 albums in a decade. I think is what he said.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Something else. Summertime Butch by Benny the Butcher.
Yeah.
Better than his other album this year, I think.
Okay.
It's just like a mixtape. Yeah. It has chill vibes. It has like two other guys. It's a collab with Black Soprano Family.
Yep.
Which is with him and like DJ something. They're really small. I don't know them. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Rick Hyde and... Well, if I click that, it'll start playing. Rick Hyde is one of them, and then a guy named Heem, I think.
Yep.
There were more. Marvi album came out. I still haven't listened to it because there was one night I was going to listen to it while we were all playing games. He started being really sad, and I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be a deep one. So I just didn't, and I have not revisited it. I should have. There was Apology one I didn't listen to. I listened to the first song and decided it probably wasn't going to be for me. And I think that's it. At least for stuff I like. There are some things I see that are coming out that I don't even bother giving a chance. I should probably give them a chance, but like, there was a Latto album that came out. Okay, the Dragons have signed Valentine Holmes for a $2.5 million deal.
Hmm.
I think, depending on who takes his place, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I like him, but it, like, the sheen on his skill has kind of worn off for me.
Yeah, he's gotten older.
So the Dragons can have him. Yeah. I don't know how much... That'll make the Dragons stronger.
Also, for $2.5 million.
I don't know what the Dragons' salary cap is. Someone told me this the other day. 100 mil? No. 10? Something, I don't know. Someone literally told me the full salary. I think it was Riley or... Yeah, I can't.
It'd be more than 10 mil.
No, it'd be more most than definitely. I think it was like 50 or... Corey O'Reilly or...
Carl?
Someone told me. No, or maybe Carl. He was at the Titans viewing. We had a bad weekend for footy.
Yep. Footy fans lost.
Bad. And it was just
Titans
a shame.
Got smashed. Cowboys threw a lead. Wallabies got smashed.
Yeah.
That was a shit Saturday.
It's only good if you like the Broncos, I guess. Fucking weird people.
This Saturday, I was very sad.
Someone was... Oh, I was talking to someone about it, and they came and they're like, yeah, I like the Broncos. And it's like, what the fuck? How can you just say that to me?
Sunday morning, I woke up mad.
Yeah.
I've also realized people should never ask me the opinions of a game, especially after we've lost, like within like the first hour after the loss.
Well, you were watching it with people.
Yeah. Well, no, my dad came in and he was like, oh, I had to go, and I was just...
Did he know?
No, he knew we lost. He's like, how'd they play? And I was just going off. I was just swearing and play like shit and had no passion.
Which isn't particularly true. Oh, but like they...
I definitely was just sulking.
Once the tide changed, they just didn't want to get it back?
No, I think they did. I think I was just sulking.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. I can't remember anything else that came out.
No.
Anything else I wanted to talk about? Not really. There was horrible things happening in the food court toilets, but...
Damn.
What is the courtesy in toilets?
What do you mean, courtesy?
Like, I just needed a shit.
Yeah.
I'm still on the clock, and yeah. We're going through hell, yeah. So I'm just trying to get in and out.
Yeah.
Two guys loudly watching TikToks. And they're shouting at each other. And I feel... And I was getting PTSD.
From school.
From swimming carnival. When in the same situation, I had a full box of shapes that were soggy thrown at me. But like just the shapes. Like over the cubicle. Soggy barbecue shapes were thrown at me. Like fucking napalm. But I didn't die. Like it was just... And I'm just sitting there shitting. And like all these shapes land on my... On my shit, bro. They land in my lap. They land on my head. They land on my bits, bro. And I didn't like it. And I was getting PTSD. I'm like, if I wasn't in a rush and I was just like pissing, like at the urinal, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. I'd be like, what are you fucking doing? You're shitting. Shut up. Keep your shit to yourself. And then like, I would have to fight them, of course.
Yeah.
Because of the kind of people who do that in the food court toilets are probably ready to fight and throw their shit at you. Oh. I was just sitting in the cubicle next to them and I was like, bro, I can't arc up. because I'm vulnerable. I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm vulnerable. I can't do shit. You know?
No, you can't. That is unfortunate.
And then when they finished, I was like, it'll finally stop. They get out, close the toilet, and they get louder with each other. And they're just talking really loud, just shouting at each other and like hitting the walls. Like they're literally fucking animals, man.
Yeah, that's insane.
I never saw what they looked like, and I never want to. Like it was like going to the old stadium, and like there were like really crazy people behind us.
Yeah,
who like apparently kept like using their flag and like jacking it off, and like screaming at like the field, "Chicken fajita," because David Fajita was playing, like the whole game.
I would lose my mind.
And they were coming their heads off, but over a game. I never looked back at them once. I was just like, I don't even want to connect a face to what I'm hearing.
I'm just gonna look straight ahead.
Yeah, and like one of my friends was just like, that is what rum and coke will do to an idiot. And I was just like, yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, yeah. That's real.
Yeah, that is real. Israel. Are we ever going to go to Israel? We have to go and pay respects to the Second Temple.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never thought about it.
I feel like too many innocent civilians die going there.
Yeah.
At the moment, so we have to wait it out. We have to camp it out.
call me anything, but don't call me innocent.
Okay. Well, damn, that's odd. One day when I have fuck you money, and I eventually will, I'll just fly people out and we'll go on a fucking vacation.
Hey, babe, what's up? I'm going to fly out to Israel.
You know, like in the movies, they're like, hey, come with me on a trip. And it's like, no, I have work. And it's like, what are they paying you? And you just subsidize their trip and pay their fucking off time. I might not, maybe not to that extent, but I'd like to at least fly people out. I was talking to people about weddings.
Yeah.
Because the people I work with are old enough to be having weddings.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, it'll be a destination wedding. But like, our families are so big. Like, there'll be very few friends. And I'm like, dude, imagine not being the friend invited.
Yeah.
But then, like, other friends in the circle did.
I don't know. My parents spend, like, nothing on their wedding, and I think I'll do the same.
That's kind of the plan. I want a destination wedding, but...
Because...
Tell me if I'm crazy for wanting this. I do not want a traditional one. It'll basically be a gathering and a piss-up and a party and a hangout.
Yeah.
And the ceremonies will just be done, like, in the corner at some random point.
Yeah.
Like, there will be no, like, wedding about it. It'll just be... Like, not a pub crawl. It'll just be a fucking nice time in, like, some foreign country.
You would have to get your partner to agree to this as well.
That's the great thing. If someone will ever be my partner, if someone ever gets the honor of being attached to me in paperwork, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would be down for this. Like, the perfect person. Like, for me.
Okay.
Because we would have the same worldview on shit. Maybe me saying having the same worldview and, like, being the same and, like, being down with all my shit really limits... my dating pool. I don't fucking care.
Fair enough.
Everyone is like snowflakes. Everyone's unique and individual. And there's one that matches me somewhere.
I think...
You know what I'm saying? There's a math goose out there for me.
I'd watched... There was this TikTok couple talking to a husband about the price of their wedding.
Yeah.
That shit was... It was like 250,000.
It wasn't like that Indian one though.
No, this is just like a normal person wedding.
250,000. See, yeah. Like, and so like, much more could go to that.
Why would I spend that amount of money?
Like, see, I would, but it would just be to fly everyone out.
They spent an exuberant amount on something.
Okay, imagine this.
The cake was $10,000.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous.
And I'm like, what kind of cake?
She was
defending her life in the comments.
You'd have to. You'd fucking
people
have to.
People were tearing her apart.
You could. That's a house deposit, right?
Yeah, that's a lot.
These people were like, yeah, not many friends, only tight ones. And I'm like, dude, all my friends are invited. They're like, yeah, but are they close? And it's like, I'm very close with like 80 to 90% of my friends.
Yeah, not me though.
I was thinking about the things... Shut up. I was thinking about the things that I would like, how close I am. Like, yeah, I would like tell them anything. I'd let them know if I did a crime. I'm like open.
But then you're complicit.
You know, like, you know what I mean, though. Like, yeah, I trust. I have trust in my friends.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, all of my friends are close, and I'd whatever. And I'd fly them out. And it would be all friends that I call, like, friends. And it'd still be a lot of people. And then they're like, yeah, that's crazy. I don't have relationships like that. And I was like, I'm lucky.
I also want to do a destination wedding.
No, fuck you. You know what the destination is that I currently have?
What?
Philippines. Damn. Just a fucking island. Because there's so many of them to choose from. I'll just pick one.
Yeah, but destination wedding is just so expensive.
I don't give a shit. That's what I mean. When I say in the future when I have fuck you money, I'm determined. Because I want to live a cool life.
So you're going to be that TikTok couple spending $250,000 on their wedding?
No. It'll be less than that. What do you fucking think of flight to the Philippines costs? From where we live.
Well, if you're paying for a lot of flights.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll just book the whole fucking plane. I'll ask them what that costs. You can't tell me that wouldn't be sick.
That would be sick, but that would cost more than I think $250,000.
No, I get like a bulk deal.
To book an entire 747?
No, it won't be a 747.
Okay.
It'll be a Filipino man who owns a plane.
A prop plane comes down.
Yeah.
We paraglide. We paramotor.
Dude, if we... No, that... I almost can, like, even tandem people would be too scared to do that.
Yeah, I'm not paramotoring.
Jumping out of plane. It's like you have to pull a string.
Yeah.
How hard can that be? Oh, yeah, your luggage will be down there. You have to jump out of plane.
You dive after your luggage.
Oh, my God, like a Mario Party minigame.
You've got to catch it before it hits the ground.
Yeah, that would be sick. And you have to remember to pull your cord. and then lottery, one person doesn't have a working one.
Squid Game type fucking shit.
Okay, no, that's too far. That was just me being like, that would be a cool...
Do you think we're going to... Do you think Mr. Beast is going to upload another video?
Yes, he will. I already know. I've gotten the tea on it. He's waiting for the guy who's finishing his expose series to finish so he can make one response video as opposed to playing ping pong and going back and forth.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
I did see the guy... Oh, what's his name? I can't
remember. Dogpack 404.
There's a Dogpack?
That's the guy, the ex-employee that's exposing him for everything.
No. Okay, so the guy who's making like these YouTube videos on it?
There's a guy who his channel is like 30 videos about it. That guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, let me find, because this was insane when I saw the photo.
So there's an ex-employee of Mr. Beast who's just exposing him, and he's narrowly dodging NDAs to do it all.
Yeah.
Because there's just stuff he just can't talk about. And his last video in the series, he's talked about like bad work culture, faking videos, which is bad because he says they're all real, fake lotteries, which is maybe the worst one, and like forging signatures on products for sweepstake winners. And the final video is about sexual abuse in the workplace. Crazy way to do this expose series. This guy should like track list albums or some shit. Like that is effective, you know?
Yeah. This guy does... I'm in such a
hole. It's hard to find.
I think I found it. Here it is. Here it fucking is. Oh, I look at it and I feel...
Yeah,
sick.
That is the same one. What's his name? It's like
More Turkey? Pegasus.
More Pegasus.
So his last couple of videos, so it's Chris like Tyson just destroyed guy. Their career. Chris Tyson's situation just got worse. Mr. Beast finally responded. Mr. Beast just destroyed his career. The Mr. Beast situation just got worse. And all these things have say it's over, it's done, it's finally over.
It's just a big
and it's
like,
just eight videos of saying he's done, it's over, just, it's finally it. Finished. This is the last so one. And it's like, bro. Shut up.
It's like the Mr. Beast edging competition.
I hate.
Yeah, you know, people who prey on the downfall of people is pretty lame.
I hate.
It's just bad. It's just bad vibes forever. Bad juju.
That stuff makes me so mad. I don't know why.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's not looking good for Mr. Beast.
No.
But then again, when everyone was posting about how he's just like, he posted another video. Because it was just the next scheduled one.
Yeah.
It performed the same. Like, it didn't fucking matter. Like, he has so many international viewers.
I don't think he's
probably have
off.
No idea
I don't
about
think
the beef.
I don't think he falls off.
He can't
there are so many. There are also so many kids who would just be watching who don't
so
have access.
So many kids who don't care about all this and can't see it because they're on kid YouTube.
To be honest, I don't really care.
It's so internet. Well, some of the things are a little bad.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
It's like the superhero and, like, behind the scenes, it's, like, dodgy.
Yeah.
Like, is that The Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but yeah, that's... did I do good?
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, so like, yeah, it's like dodgy shit that happens behind the veil of like integrity and like how good and gleaming someone can be. Funny that this all comes up as soon as he tweets about wanting to become the president.
It's a psyop.
Yeah, it's just you can't touch it or else the crazies will come for you. And he didn't... You need a clean operation. which he did kind of have. I'd say it's like 80% clean in my best guess.
Yeah.
But it's like with a company of that size, your HR department better be fucking good and actually doing something and existing, which it would seem aren't...
aren't doing that.
Yeah, but what? Fucking whatever. I'm not. I don't watch Mr. Beast videos.
No, neither do I.
The
last one I
dropped is when he drove a train into a hole and there was a Ferrari at the bottom and there was an explosion.
The last one I watched was like two guys in the woods.
What were they doing?
They were like seeing how long you could stay to just like survive in the woods.
Did they get down to their skivvies with each other and rub down?
It was just these two guys who both had wives at home.
And they needed money.
And they were like, damn.
Oh, another one was when they trapped a guy in a room for a month and said you'd have 100,000 if you stay in here for like 100, how many days? And like they wouldn't turn off the lights.
I really like the one where it's like just like two random people who don't know each other just stuck together.
That one's okay, but this guy in solitary confinement.
You see human interaction.
He was like, can you turn off the lights at nighttime? Like they're not even allowed to do this in torture. It's a war crime.
Yeah. What happened to the streamer that was staying awake?
I don't know.
What happened to him?
I saw them at 9 days and I got told they got to 11.
Is he alive?
He will probably die as soon as he tries to sleep because Ben was explaining it. Once you stay awake for that long, it's the same as if you starve yourself and you have your first meal.
Yeah.
You need to do it very slowly and very carefully because if you try and have a deep sleep, you will just die after being awake for that long.
Yeah. Let's see.
Which, like, I get the starving and, like, you have to eat slowly to get used to having food again. The sleep one must be so much harder because, like, controlling your eat is so much easier than controlling your sleep.
Yeah.
Because if he falls, if he fell on the ground and slept, he'd probably not wake up.
Okay.
Well, like he'd have to be woken up every hour to make sure.
Wait, this guy's Australian.
Oh, that's a surprise.
He did get banned on Twitch for a bit. I did see the police turning up to his house.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like not where we live. Just like video of the police.
Yeah, turned up to his house.
Yeah.
During his stream. Why? As like a welfare check.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, they didn't stop him, but they're like, you shouldn't do this.
Well, no, okay. In that situation, as that guy and his friend, that only motivates you to go harder.
Yeah.
Even though that's insane. Dude, but the world record's 18 days. He's going to die in like a week and a half. If he's up to day like 12 or 13. Do you have the stream up? Is he still live? You know what it is? It's I assume the one to break that world record is from people just being like, what's the easiest world record we can
break? Bro, you have to watch it on Rumble.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not downloading Rumble.
But yeah, you know what I mean? It's like people sitting around having a conversation like this, being like, what's an easy record we can break? Even though world records don't really fucking matter at all.
It's a record me and you could break.
Oh, okay. Longest held kiss.
What is it?
It's like a weird human centipede fucking...
why that one?
Lips over here. It's like longest lip. I don't know, because it's a partner thing. You said me and you.
It's because you woke me up in the morning like a doteful husband with a coffee.
Yeah, I want your morning wood, boy. Anyway, moving on. We are so deep in this thing, I'll say whatever.
That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like a porn plot. Give me your morning wood now.
I don't feel comfortable where I am.
Okay, well, you fucking started it. What do you mean? I have lots of energy. I've been look at...
Bro, my legs are so sore from gym.
Same, and I have to play fucking Oztag this way. You can't. Oh, you're working.
I'm working.
Yeah, is Wednesday a day you can have off if you want to play next season?
I've got to find out how I can get it off. There's got
to
be a way.
Just trade it to a different day. That isn't uni or your other free day. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, what do you mean was with me today? I'm healthy and I'm energy. My body is producing so much uranium. You're just energetic. Yeah, I'm energetic every morning. You don't see me very often in the morning.
No,
and when I do see you, we have to behave because we're at university and you don't want me to be like this. Even though I am, and my feet are just like vibrating under the table.
Your feet are shaking.
They always shake. I developed this habit. I used to not be like this. I just developed the habit in school.
I did have a lot of energy like when we first got up and was recording.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a lot more lethargic. So that's nice.
I'm getting lethargic now.
Oh. I can't wait to ruin your toilet.
I do need a shit as well.
Yeah, I was on the way here and I was like, bro. Anyway, I feel like we might call it here. This was a long one.
It's like an hour and 30.
Yeah, I can't wait to... Fuck. I still have to finish editing the other one because I'm waiting on my sister to finish the drawing, yeah. But like her assignments are actually important. Yeah. What the fuck?
I would offer my help, but I don't know how I'd help editing.
Oh, easily. How? The editing I'm doing is so easy. I'll explain it to you. Maybe you could edit this one while I edit the other one.
We workshop in a Discord call together.
Yeah, the new update for Audacity, even though I hate it because it's different, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm down.
When
did we want to do that?
I don't fucking know. But what do you mean do what?
Like, it'd be in a call together and just go through them.
Oh, right. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that would be... It's when I edit it in a call full of people, I mute deaf and just so I can hear it.
Yeah.
But like, I'll explain if you have questions. But yeah. Like, it's very straightforward. You can do the actual, like just the cutting out each other's mics when someone's talking.
Okay.
That's all I can really think of.
Yippee!
I can't wait to have to edit a three person. I was also thinking about just buying the fourth one now.
Yeah.
Because they're just $40 anyway.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Oh yeah, we'd have it. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I have to get your permission. $20, what the fuck? I spend like that much on you, it's okay. With this.
Yeah. I actually am broke.
Oh, okay, I'll wait then.
Well no, I'm not like broke, but
in the spending account.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before you derailed me saying I'm like this morning? Oh yeah, the world record we could break. We'll end it with this. This will be the last topic. So you think longest consecutive kiss is not good for us?
Well, I don't...
Oh, fine. You don't want to be close to me. Whatever. Yeah, we'll do longest... What is the longest recorded human fart?
I feel like I would shit my pants if I tried to do that right now.
No. It's just a protein... No, if we did it now, yeah. We'll just turn this couch brown.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'd shit on it. Don't you get what I'm saying?
What about passing a ball back and forth without dropping it?
We could do that. That becomes an endurance thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but dude, the people who had this idea before us probably went a very long time. Yeah.
What I want? Oh, wait, is
but
this?
But they don't make the books anymore, dude.
Is this a record? Yeah.
And like the whole thing about it is, there's a guy in like Qatar or Dubai or Abu Dhabi, whatever, and he just pays to basically rig, getting all the records. And he's just like, I have the world records in this. And Guinness just like, well, you're going to keep paying us to help you do this easily, so we don't fucking care. You know? It's ridiculous. It's simply just ridiculous.
We clear the Guinness World Record.
What is it?
July 1st, a pair of Idaho men spent 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 52 seconds passing a giant inflatable ball back and forth. A total of 7,827 times.
How far away apart? Is there a photo?
Let's see.
Because in an hour and 50 minutes, 7,000 is like... We do clear this. We have the attention span to clear it because we sit here for this podcast. It's almost a 2 hours. Like we can easily just... We can make this shit a podcast.
Yeah, we just sit there.
We need a counter. We need a third person just counting.
They're not far from each
other. They're not far.
No.
Can you show me?
I'm getting off that website. Sorry.
Why?
I just closed the tab.
Oh, it was already gone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll find it later.
It also just had very weird ads.
Oh, that means what you look at's weird. Your cookies are strange. You have a weird crumb trail.
I make weird crumbs.
If I followed the crumbs, I might find why they're so weird.
You started unraveling a mystery.
Oh, cookies. Reminds me. New story. I have a photo op idea for Japan, and I know having a photo idea before you go to a place is like, is that weird?
Nah.
Okay. It's going to be snowing in our mountains, skiing. Yeah. I want to be a photo of me just only in my Cookie Monster boxes.
That's kind of
I want
heat.
To hold a cookie in my other hand. Is that a bad idea?
Nah, that's heat.
Oh, okay, right. In the snow?
Yeah.
I'm thinking profile pic.
Yeah, that's heat.
But then, I better look like Toto by then.
Yeah.
Or else it'll just look, well... As long as I'm not like, I don't fucking know.
I think it's just funny in general.
Yeah. Any build, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's just a funny photo.
And I'll be covering my face, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I don't do photos.
Cookie Monster hat.
Is that too much?
No, I feel like that's funny.
Like a bucket hat, like my towel one? My towel bucket hat?
Or you just find like... Yeah.
Dude, because he's shaggy. Because he's a puppet. Like my hat.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If that doesn't exist, I claim it now. So cool.
I feel like that exists, but...
All right, well, I've got to get off to my internship.
Yeah.
And Ryan has to... We both have to go...
I'm about to piss my pants.
Do a tour of duty in Bo's toilet. Because I cannot guarantee where I'm going, I'm allowed to use the toilet.
Damn.
It's for a client.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's bad to show up at a client and like...
Yeah, no, that is...
Shit time.
Let me shit.
All right, well, hopefully we edit this one all right, and hopefully they come out soon, and hopefully blah, 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 you know, the normal things we say at the end of this. I'm going to, before next episode, I'm going to, like, do something to Ryan to make him speak up.
I don't like that.
Well, look at the bloody graphs. Okay, it's not that bad right now, but, like, your casual normal speaking, I blow you out of the water, and you're turned up.
Damn, this guy's going to do something to me.
It's just like for... You wanted a good product for all of the people we know. And that's what my mum did to me. And then she was like, you're losing your fat. She gave me the pinch test.
Yeah.
And it was like... I was like, that's an interesting way to test it. Because it's different if I'm standing or sitting. It's different based on if I just ate. Just like, it just different. Changes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.